Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chris Stolpin, the Senior Vice President of Design for Tarkett. Chris, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since I've interviewed you. This is actually the first time I've interviewed you since you made the shift a little over 2 years ago to Tarkett. I want to talk to you about some big changes that are going on with Tarkett at Neocon in Chicago here just less than 2 weeks away. Before we get in that, just a little quick background on you. One of the interesting things about you, Chris, is that you actually started out as a designer and then came over to the manufacturing side of the business. You bring some interesting insight to that role. You work originally in the design area with HLW Architects and the Walker
Absolutely.
Group. And then you moved over and you worked for Interface and Bentley Mills. And then you spent almost 13 years at Mohawk.
I did. I worked with some great people. And actually, in our new space, one of them will be right outside my window.
All right. Let's talk about that shift in space. The Mart was telling me the other day, and it's that triggered me to call to do this interview. I asked them, tell me about some big changes at the Mart this year. And they said, well, you got to talk to Chris because Tarkett's tripled their space on the third floor. So I guess you're going to be moving everything into one space, right?
It is. It's truly going to be a momentous year for us at Tarkett. I think, as you know, over the past few years, Johnsonite have typically shown on the seventh floor in the temporary space, as well as Centiva mm-hmm. had a secondary temporary space up
right.
on 7. And then Tandis had a permanent showroom of about 3,000 square feet on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense for us anymore. As last year, we started to put the whole family of brands together under the Tarkett brand umbrella
mm-hmm.
and wanted to start to view the brands through our customers' eyes in terms of storytelling, material use, market segment. There was no way we could do what we needed to in 3,000 square feet. So just down the hall, a 10,000 square foot space became available.
Okay.
And when I say 10,000 square feet, about 9,800 of those square feet is usable space because it's glass
uh-huh.
on all sides. It's massive for us. There's three entrances. One directly, as you come off the elevators to the third floor, you'll look to the right and you'll see Hayworth, and then you'll look to the left and it'll lead you right into the Tarkett space.
Do you have an exterior wall as part of this, or is it totally interior, your space?
It's totally interior. If you're familiar with the third floor layout, it is the old Paoli space.
So you're right there in the middle. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, gut renovated. The ceilings have been all taken out. The obviously, the floor has been completely redone. It's a dream come true for me to be able to work on this project with my colleague.
Now, just under 2 years ago, you acquired Desso.
Yes.
So that'll be part of this as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you think of, you know, high design, hospitality and retail, they are very much a part of the market segment storytelling that we will be doing this year at Neocon.
So as you started to come up with the scheme, I think inside 2 weeks, we can go ahead and probably talk a little bit about it because there's nobody going to be able to react and imitate you.
Sure.
So you said a minute ago that you wanted to talk the way the end user and the customer views you, which is by market segments. Because you know what? I have toured Tarkett spaces all over the world. They sometimes have some really cool spaces, like say at Domatex, where you go in and there's a section on healthcare, there's a section on retail, there's a section on workplace. How have you set this up?
No, that's a great point, Kemp, because you have to realize Neocon are three big days for us,
yeah.
and then you have this space for the remainder of the year.
Right.
So we built the space, obviously, to put on a show, and a show we will put on.
Yeah.
But for the remainder of the 362 days of the year, mm-hmm. we wanted to have a North American touch point where we could bring customers to tell the full Tarkett story
mm-hmm.
with Tandis, Centiva, Johnsonite, Tarkett, Desso, and how those apply to the market segments in terms of providing the flooring and accessories that one needs to build out a space. And as such, when you walk into the showroom, you will be able to tour through a mm-hmm. workplace environment, senior living, acute health care, retail, hospitality, K-12 and higher ed. The additional square footage really, really allowed us to tell these stories in a big and meaningful way. I have to tell you, in sheer numbers,
mm-hmm.
we are introducing 25 collections with 35 designs.
That is a lot.
So, and that is everything from rubber to sheets to certainly LVT and soft surface, woven, broadloom, modular, and then a new platform, which we'll be introducing as well, which we're very, very excited about.
Okay. And we got to wait until we get there to hear about that one, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And I hope you do come to visit us.
We're
going to be having several events. One in particular that I do hope to see is on Tuesday morning from 9 to 11. We're going to have a Bloody Mary bar, so we're going to have some fun.
One of the things about going to NeoCon, as we start looking in our folder here at Floor Focus, is that there's a lot of parties going on. Seems like business is pretty good, and people want to make sure that they not only talk about the products, but also make the relationships even stronger by spending some social time together.
Absolutely. And I've been saying this for the past several years. I truly believe we're living in a design renaissance where design has truly been elevated and more regarded than it ever has. And whether we realize the times in which we live in or not, I think is reflecting on what you're bringing to the table at NeoCon. Our North American CEO, Glenn Morrison, he values design, he values R&D, and he values innovation. So 25 collections with 35 designs without purpose or thoughtfulness.
That sounds like a major investment. So it's kind of neat that Tarkett, and I should have started with this, but with your role now, you are over design and with all of these products now. So you've kind of torn down the silos, haven't you?
We really have. And that also includes our residential portfolio. And I'm sure you've seen this, and you've heard this from other folks, is that there is this blur between residential and commercial, that people are wanting more residential type of feelings in commercial spaces. So one of the things that has happened over the past 2 years is we went from a residential design team to a commercial design team to now we're just design.
Right.
And we focus on the individual. We're also designing the experience as well as product, because I don't think it's enough anymore just to design good products. You have to have that thoughtfulness of how is the customer going to experience it? What digital interactions, how does that impact them? So as many of the physical product introductions that you'll see, you're also going to see some breakthrough technology introductions as well that we're really, really excited about.
Okay, one last question. Last year, you did real well in the Best of NeoCon. I'm just curious, all these new collections, everything you've been talking about, did you enter a lot of products in the Best of NeoCon competition?
We did. You know, last year we put our stake in the ground with Collections Infinie being the first in North America to do digital printing on LVT. We will continue with that. So you're going to see a lot of things that you've never seen before, that how one can imagine, which one has not been able to imagine what the floor space could look like. So much more engaging experiences. It's an exciting year for us. And a lot to live up to last year, certainly, but I work with an amazing team of people led by Terry Mowers, who I know you know, and he's amazing, just an amazing, amazing collaborator.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, look forward to being there. Thanks for the update on this. Again, been talking to Chris Stolpin, the Senior Vice President of Design with Tarkett, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.